In the evolution series of Lahars, the feet and the teeth are shown at the Smithsonian Institute. Would you comment about the teeth?
Fortunately, I happen to have been there and have seen that exhibit, so I have some feel for what is being mentioned. But basically, in the development of the horse, you start with a small, general-purpose animal, is what Simpson calls it, that has a padded foot, several toes in a padded foot, and has a tooth structure, and I'm going to be a little shaky on this, whether it's browsing or grazing that it started with. I believe it starts as a browsing animal. And over the course of time, what has apparently happened is that the animal's environment changes to where a slightly different foot structure is more advantageous for it to run better. And the diet changes because it moves from a forest environment to a pasture meadow environment, so that your teeth structure changes as well to compensate for the different foods that it's eating. So basically those changes would be due to diet and due to environmental shifts. And that's how the Smithsonian explains them, if you listen to the tape that's going along with the series of classes that they show along the way. So I'm basically just repeating what they would say for why you see these changes. I don't have any great problem with that. But an animal would shift its environment. That's what Darwin is seeing with the set of finches, that the finches are picking various environments, and their beak size and coloration change in a similar way. That I would call microevolutionary change. We're not developing new organs. We're seeing organs modified due to stresses from the environment.